Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's August 18, 2007, and Here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 26, 2002.
Nazarene, here's a question. Did the angels really sing to the shepherds in the fields when you were born? And did they really come and bring you gifts? And why shepherds? Why didn't they sing to the people in the palaces or in the temples? That's always made me curious.
The angels most certainly did sing to the shepherds in the field, Alora. It was a very beautiful thing to have happened. And why did they sing to shepherds? Because the people in the palaces and in the temples weren't holy. They could not draw the angels' power. Only the kind and gentle people that cared for the sheep and tilled the land and loved the people were acceptable to the angels. So they went out and sang to them and gave them the good tidings of my birth, because the people in the palaces and in the temples didn't really want to hear that news. Look what Herod did when he found out I had been born. He tried to kill me. What do you think they would have done if the angels had come and sung to them? They would have probably killed everybody in Bethlehem. No, the angels could not go and sing to the corrupt. And yes, the shepherds did come and bring me gifts, and those that tended the fields. My father used these gifts to pay the bill at the inn and to help other people in the inn that were worse off than they were, because many of the people that had come there could not really afford to make the journey, but had to because they had to register for the census. So the gifts that God had the shepherds bring us helped many, many people, not just us. This was my father's way. He did not just help his own. He helped everybody around him. And this is how all men should do with that is given to them from God.
Sorry about that, Nazarene. I kind of feel like, duh, about asking that question. But like they say, it doesn't hurt to ask. Was that the angelic choir we know of today who sang? It must have been great.
Well, actually, Alora, no. This was the entire host of heaven, all the angels.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. All our episodes of Here's Jesus are made on a compact computer by Hewlett Packard. We consider it a very fine instrument. It has done a tremendous amount of work in the year or more that we have owned it, and we worked the poor thing to death. And it is a very, very fine piece of equipment. We have had a little problem with their printers, but aside from that, this machine has done incredible work for us, and we highly recommend it.
We're back. God, the more I hear about Joseph, the more I realize what a wonderful man he was. I was wondering, did he ever loan any money to Romans? Did he ever have any trouble getting it back?
Oh, yes, Alora. Joseph loaned money to Romans quite often, and when his funds were not enough for what the Romans needed, he would talk to other influential Jews and get them to loan money too, so that they could get the funds that were needed, and they were always paid back. The people knew that the Romans trusted Joseph and would not betray his trust, and that the money would be returned with the interest that was due. This is what makes a great man, Alora. Joseph befriended the Roman commander of the garrison he was with in Egypt, and from that time on, he was respected both by the Roman soldiers and by the Roman officers. So when the trouble came and Rome was destroying Israel, the Roman soldiers and the officers helped Joseph's family escape and get to safety. This is what makes a great man, Alora. This is what makes a great people, that you befriend even your worst enemies and do them kindness, so that when there is trouble, that kindness is returned. And man simply has not learned this lesson. If they only followed Joseph's way, things would be much, much better in this world.
Wow, God, Joseph sounds like a really great guy. I'd like to meet him someday.
What makes you think you haven't, Alora? What makes you think you haven't?
We'll be back again.